It's my great pleasure to talk to Cyrus Newsom and Monica Bodie of Transformation Nation about their inaugural, or first annual if you prefer, Glow Up Bike Ride Challenge, raising funds for children affected by trauma. Ladies, good morning. Thanks for talking to me today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Monica, tell us a little bit about your involvement with the organization, Transformation Nation.
Yes, so my involvement is that I'm the founder of Transformation Nation, and the organization is to raise monies and support and resources for children who have been affected by trauma. And so we have so many community organizations that are joining us with our cause. And we have so many great supporters, and I want to introduce you to one of our number one supporters, the president of Transformation Nation, Ms. Cyrus Newsom.
Good morning. Thank you, Ms. Monica. I appreciate all of that and all those accolades. Yes, the Glow Up fundraiser is basically a way for us to give back and reach our mission with helping children who've been affected by trauma. We have two audiences. One is the Ronald McDonald House, who's been a great partner of ours for quite a while, so we'll be supporting the children there, as well as one of the children in our neighborhood who recently just was affected by trauma due to violence by loss of her parent. And so we do want our riders to not only ride for the fun and raise money, but also support the cause with other children throughout the nation. We have supporters from all over Baltimore and abroad who are coming. We have a partner from Richmond. So people are actually really jumping on board and understanding that trauma hits our children in many different ways.
Well, now briefly tell us a little bit about the bike ride itself.
So the bike ride itself is a community fun ride. It's not a race. It's nothing, you know, where you have to have any special skills. It's a very short, actually 15-minute ride from our office at MLK in Saratoga, all the way over to the Ronald McDonald House, which is located on Fayette and Asquith Street. It is going to be a fun community ride. We're going to have police escort to and from. It's a safe social distancing event, and at any age can come. Any skilled rider can be a part of it.
And most importantly, we want everybody to glow up their bicycles.
Yes. In other words, put lights on, right?
Yes.
Now, this starts at four in the afternoon, and then afterwards, after the bike ride, it's going to be kind of a socially distanced party, right?
Yes. And so, you know, what's going to happen is after we ride from Ronald McDonald to Ronald McDonald, we're riding back to our office. And I think that it's approximately 2 miles, mm-hmm. you know, for the ride. So this is a mask required event as well. But, you know, in the parking lot, we have so many, you know, agencies that wants to be a part. And just a few of them are Art with a Heart, United Healthcare, Baltimore Leg Coalition. We'll all have trunk or treats that are socially distanced in our parking lot. And so, you know, we'll have a lot of the children be able to get candy and treats, as well as resources for the parents.
Okay, now, how can you get more information about this?
Well, you can go on our website at www.mytnation.org. So, again, that's www.mytnation.org. And I want to say, if you can't ride, you know, be a supporter. We need donations to, you know, be able to assist these children.
Okay, my guests, Cyrus Newsom and Monica Bodie with Transformation Nation, talking about the inaugural Glow Up Bike Ride, raising funds for children affected by trauma. It was so nice talking to you. Thanks so much for talking to me, and good luck with the Glow Up Ride.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.